You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Danielle. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, ma'am, but I just have a question.
Okay.
I spoke with somebody a couple of days ago at this number right here, but I forgot her name. Well, my car got messed up. It got messed up. My brakes had went out at the Lowe's, and I had gonna take my car to the closest place they could get it to because I didn't want to stay at Lowe's parking lot. I was supposed to have somebody come to the location. They took my car to the fix it, but they didn't have a ride down there. So now I have to get my car here where I'm at. So I was explaining that to the lady, and she told me when I called back, just explain it to the representative that answered the phone. I know y'all only cover up to 25 miles, but it's an additional 14 miles. Do you know how much I have to pay?
We don't have like a flat rate for overages. It's really up to the provider and whatever quote they have at the time.
Okay, well, see, I want to just, how can we find out? Because I want to make sure I have enough before they can, before they bring it. I want them to bring it, then I don't got to know.
Yeah, I can put the information in and call the providers for you and get a quote and call you back with
Okay.
it before we go any further. Can I get your first and last name, please?
Amber Adams.
I heard Adams. What was the first name?
Amber.
Oh, Amber, okay. And your phone number?
803. 877-2598.
And would you like to receive text message updates with the status of the service today?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, message and data rates may apply. Can I have your policy number?
Let me see if I can find that.
Okay.
I know it should be somewhere in my phone. It's just gonna take me a little minute to find it.
Oh, you're fine. Take your time.
Well, I don't have the policy number no more. I thought it was in my phone because I could have sworn I texted it to somebody.
All right, and you say you've called for service?
Yes, and I was calling to get that quote because I didn't know about how much they'll charge me. I know it covers up to 25 miles, but after the 25 miles cover, it's still gonna be like an extra 14 miles, I believe.
All right, let me take a look and see if I can find your policy on your previous ticket. What's the year, make, and model of your vehicle?
A 2000 Dodge Stratus.
Okay.
Let me see, I
All
probably
right, can you verify the address on your policy for me?
Yes, ma'am. 253 Black Oak Drive, Windsor, South Carolina, or do they got the 127 Linwood Street in Batesburg, South Carolina?
Okay, you said so. What was the year, make, and model again? I'm sorry.
2000 Dodge Stratus. It's probably gonna pull up a Dodge Intrepid for you because when we first started the policy, that they had got my old car information, so then we had to get that straightened.
Okay. And what color is it?
It's white.
All right, and you said it won't start. Will it not start?
No, ma'am, the brakes went out.
Okay. Will it shift into neutral?
Yes, ma'am. It is shifting to neutral and everything. It's just that when
Okay.
the brakes went out, so that it won't stop,
Gotcha. And is it a four-wheel drive or an all-wheel drive?
Oh, I think it's the S and that time. I'm not sure. I think they just put it as they put it as something else, but I didn't know the answer.
Okay. Was it involved in the accident?
No, ma'am.
And you have the keys to the vehicle?
No, ma'am, I don't have the keys. My own boyfriend, he actually had the keys there, and he may be there, but I'm not sure if he'll be there or not. So when they
Okay.
brought the car the first time, we didn't have them.
Okay, well, in order for us to tow the vehicle, we need the keys. Is there any way he can meet the provide her with the keys?
I'm not sure because when they first got the car, he didn't get on the keys. They said that they didn't need the keys. They said they just wasn't responsible if anything happened to the vehicle before they get it.
Yeah, that's called an unattended tow, but we would still need the keys in order to tow the vehicle. And without without you not being sure if he can leave the keys or meet the provider with the keys.
I just want to get that quote. I probably can get in touch with him because I told him he didn't have to have the keys because he didn't give them to him the last time he had did it without them. That's what he got me confused. Yes, I forgot who I talked to. I think it was somebody. I think their name was, I don't know, ma'am, but I know they came through like a painting and body shop.
Okay. What's the address of where the vehicle's currently located?
The address is, let me get it for you. I'm sorry. Woods Apartment, Columbia, South Carolina. You need the zip code?
Is it 29209?
Yes, ma'am.
It's at Austin Woods Apartments?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the address that you gave me is, that's not what's coming up for what I have, 7648 Garner's Ferry Road.
Yes, ma'am, that's where the vehicle, that's where it was at first until I had to get a tow truck to move it from there.
Okay, so what's the address? 360
Austin Wood Apartment, Columbia, South Carolina.
Are you saying 360 or 350?
360.
360. Austin Wood Apartment?
Yes, ma'am. That's off Gunner's Ferry, so that's probably why it's pulling it up.
It's what, I'm sorry?
I said it's close by Gunner's Ferry, so that's probably why I think the apartment, the road is called Gunner's Ferry, but that's the apartment road. It's off of Gunner's Ferry. 76. Okay, yeah, you're right. I see it. 7648 Gunner's Ferry Road.
That's the address where it is?
Yes, ma'am. That's the address where the apartment is, but the number of the apartment is 360, and the apartment's called Austin Woods.
Oh, okay, 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 okay. So it's in Austin Woods, but it's just an apartment number 360.
Yes, ma'am.
Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha.
And I was just wondering, I was trying to get a little quote to see how much it'd be before I had nothing to do it.
All right, and what's the address of where you want it towed to?
127 Linwood Street, Batesburg, South Carolina, 29006.
29006.
They're not going to tow it without giving me a price, right?
Correct. Yeah, I won't set anything up until I get the quote for you. You said 127 Linwood Street?
Yes, ma'am.
LYNNWOOD?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yeah, I got everything put in. So, yeah, you're going to have some overages. Like I said, I'm not sure how much it'll be. I'm going to reach out to the providers and get the quote. And once I get the quote, I'll give you a call back.
Okay, then. You have my phone number?
I have 803-877-2598.
Yes, ma'am. That's it.
All right. I'll give you a call back as soon as I can.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
All right. Mm-hmm.